It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag.
You better believe it. It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including the baseball playoffs, Jones. We had a couple of matchups yesterday in the AL and NLCS. First, the National League. The New York Mets, even the series at a game apiece, they beat the Dodgers 7-3. And then it was game one of the ALCS. Juan Soto hit a home run in the Yankees 5-2 win over the Guardians.
Okay, one step closer to a Subway Series that I think we're both rooting against.
I don't want it. I think I'll take Yankees-Dodgers.
We are rooting for the Yankees, though. We're both rooting for Yankees-Dodgers in a World Series.
Because I think that maybe nothing needles John Henry,
yep,
and nothing will get them to change, and that's a fine argument. You might be right. But if anything wouldn't it be the Yankees,
yes,
versus Mookie Betts?
Yes.
So either the Yankees win a World Series, which they haven't done in a while, or Mookie Betts wins his second one.
Again, yeah.
I would say that's the best
so
thing.
So I'll tell you.
Mets-Guardians would be like, no thanks.
I won't watch a game. Like,
yeah.
I won't watch a game of that, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
So, right, from an entertainment standpoint, I would say you want Yankees-Dodgers, and then we'll probably all pull for the Dodgers in the World Series. But that's what I'm rooting for. Subway Series, too many New Yorkers, too nauseating. I don't want that.
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's a grab bag.
All right, the game tonight is game two. There's only the ALCS tonight, Yankees and Guardians. It is Garrett Cole,
yep,
versus Tanner Bibee. So you might actually have yourself a good pitching match. No openers, no Ryan Brazier starting. You,
yep,
got a real pitching matchup here tonight.
I mean, hopefully once you get to the championship series, you're devoid of these bullpen games, but that isn't the case, as we've come to learn. I'd take Bibee, by the way, in that matchup.
Like Bibee.
Garrett Cole in the postseason, can't trust him.
Here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
Sacramento Kings guard De'Aaron Fox is going to pass up the 3-year, $165 million extension in the hopes of getting, at the end of the year, a 4-year, $229 million extension, and hold out hope that if he gets all NBA, he could get 5 years, $345 million. Any chance De'Aaron Fox gets all NBA?
I would say no.
Good
luck
player.
To him. No, he
good
is
player,
a good
nice player.
Player. Kings are
good, solid player. Good team.
Kings are maybe being slept on. You told me the other day
sleeping.
They got DeRozan.
Oh, people fell right asleep on the Kings.
I didn't realize they had DeMar DeRozan.
Sabonis, maybe the most underrated player,
yep,
in the league. De'Aaron Fox is like a all-star fringe, like right
but
there.
Not, but not all
I don't
NBA.
Think he's all NBA.
Yeah.
Keegan Murray's good.
Nice player.
DeMar DeRozan is a professional basketball player.
Yeah. You don't like him?
No, I like him a lot, but it's
the
like,
lone mid-ranger?
You always, I love the lone mid-ranger.
Yeah.
Maybe not great in today's game. Maybe you don't need it. No, but he's
the
always
lone mid-manger. Is that what
mid-ranger?
What did I say? Mid-manger. I meant to say.
Oh,
mid-ranger.
I thought he did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Maybe I did. Mid-manger.
I like
you
it.
Put him in a little manger, rock him to sleep. No, he's good, but it's like teams move on from him and they're a little bit better. Like when he was with the Bulls, when they brought him into the Bulls, they're like, hey, maybe that'll work. Like, no.
No, it didn't.
He's like a B player, like a B plus.
Okay.
He's good.
Kings could use
B pluses.
He's
trying to talk up the market. Yeah, well, he's their third best player.
Yeah.
I like the Kings.
Nice little team.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's
grab bag?
Nick Sirianni apologized for screaming at the fans at home in Philadelphia. Basically, he's got a lot of energy, and he's like, he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. How much longer for him?
He gone.
Does he make it through the year?
In the words of the great Hawk Harrelson, I think if they dip below, let's say if they go two games under 500.
Are we doing the current sliding scale? If they're six games below 500,
he's
they
gone.
Go to Drake May?
Okay, he's gone.
Yeah,
two,
yeah, okay,
two games
yeah.
under?
Uh-huh.
Were they 3-2 right now?
Yes.
If they somehow get to two games under, he's gone. Yeah. Otherwise, he makes it through the season.
They've already had their bye week.
And unless he wins the Super Bowl, he's gone. That's how I would view it.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely be fired in the offseason. Does he make it through the year is the question, and I would side with you and say probably not.
Swing. There's a line drive left center field. Deep back by the wall. And it is.
Grab bag.
You guys looking for Gold Glove finalists?
I you know what? I didn't realize I was until you asked that question. Now I'm kind of like, yeah.
What do you think? The Rawlings Gold Glove Award?
Yeah.
Which is given annually to the best defensive players in baseball,
sure.
Or at least those that they win it once, then they win it 100 times after. So they do finalists, right? You got to have finalists. So it's three per position. How many Boston Red Sox are Gold Glove finalists?
That's got to be zero.
Two.
Really?
Seven.
Rafaela?
No, it's not. Rafaela? Too much. Say that Rafaela not on there. You know what's outrageous,
he should have been on there twice.
Yeah.
You know what? This is stupid. I don't know how many years they've done this. They give away a utility Gold Glove.
Oh.
So just a Gold Glover that doesn't have a position,
yeah.
Which is stupid.
The Jeff Fry Award.
Seems foolish.
Fry?
Yeah.
The small Urias Fry.
Okay, so hang on. So who?
The Emilio Bonifacio Award.
Is it like O'Neill or Abreu, one of those guys?
It is William Abreu.
Okay.
Is a right field nominee with Joe Adell and Juan Soto.
Okay.
Jaron Duran.
Oh,
center field.
Interesting.
Nom 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 with Jake Myers of Houston and Dalton Varsho of the Jays.
I like Jaron Duran. I feel like that's undeserving, but okay, fine.
No, but he was really good, like advanced stats.
In left field.
Yeah, but Jones, he had a center. Ton of defensive runs saved. A
lot of runs saved, Jones. Yeah, read a book.
I feel like if Rafaela's not getting the votes here, I don't know why people are getting votes.
He had a really nice year.
Okay.
And in the National League, Chris Sale is one of the nominees.
Really?
In all seriousness, he's a
nice.
Chris Sale is a nominee for obviously the pitchers, and then Kike Hernandez is a nominee for the utility award.
Well, yeah, because the man, we know he doesn't play shortstop very well.
No.
Don't love him at second base. I always actually did like him in center field.
Center field is fine.
So there you go.
But he's still getting hits in the playoffs, too. You see that?
Yeah.
The guy's a playoff performer.
Yeah, big game player.
Grab bag.
All right, we'll do that in a minute. The horror movie of the day.
Uh-huh.
Horror movie of the day.
Sure.
We're going to go with The Exorcist 3. People sleep on it. The Exorcist, obviously, timeless classic, one of the greatest horror movies and just movies in general.
How's 2?
Sucks.
Okay.
3?
3 is where it's at?
Spooky. And like a big time jump scare in there. If you're looking for a jump scare and you don't know when it's, I'm not going to tell you when. But there's a jump scare in there.
But it happens sometime before the credits.
Yeah.
After it starts and before the credits.
Within the run, within the like 90-minute runtime.
Yep.
Is it as good as the Haunting at Hill House one?
I bet it's up there. I bet they're both like top 5.
Top 5 jump scares.
I might even watch this tonight.
New dork.
If you
top
don't 10 mind.
Jump scares.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of the hashtag dork podcast, we just did The Penguin episode 4, which is a great episode. Greg and Wiggy are all over The Penguin now. They're talking to me about it, the
well,
TV
I've,
show.
I've heard Wiggy do that multiple. Greg is on board. I haven't heard
Greg
that.
Greg is watching it
Wiggy's
now.
Done that numerous times. Yeah.
So loving The Penguin. So Davey and I are doing episode recaps each week. And then coming out later tonight, it'll be top 10 horror franchises.
Franchises.
Add up all the movies together.
Exorcist could be in there.
Maybe.
We've got to find out.
Yeah, you sure do.
Give it a click.
There's a lot of them.
Like
there's a lot of some left on the cutting room floor, as it were.
Like and subscribe.
Yes.
Smash the like button.
At dork. Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Tell all your dork friends. It's the greatest thing going. Odyssey app.
Make sure you subscribe to
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
At Dork Podcast for Twitter and Instagram and YouTube as well. All those places.
What's your favorite
grab bag?
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
All right. Here is a theory that I am intrigued by.
Okay.
Kristen Cavallari, you know, or Cavallari, Jay Cutler's ex-wife,
yeah.
who was on The Hills.
Yep.
reality star, if you will. Very attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She has a theory out there now that Kanye West has been replaced by a clone.
Oh.
You guys buying in on this at all?
Well, what evidence does she present?
Not much.
Honestly, it's my favorite kind of hot take, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of toss that out there.
Gut feel shit from the hit. Yeah? Oh, you did?
Yeah, the guy that they arrested wasn't Diddy.
Oh, that wasn't.
That's what she's saying.
Yeah, they show like photos like side by side. It's like, ooh, where did this freckle go? Ooh, uh-huh. Where did this mole go?
I see.
Something's up. Tupac's wearing Jordans that came out 4 years after his death.
You see that guy with the iPhone at the Tyson fight?
Avril Lavigne's been dead for however long? Yeah, like one of those. Okay.
She says, so pretty much this is her claim. So she has her own Let's Be Honest podcast. Yeah, that's the name of it. Let's be honest.
You don't want to lie to anybody.
Good title.
Let me
kind
of
talk to her.
Can I give you a better title?
Yeah.
Let's Be Honest, period.
Let's Be Honest, period.
Yeah.
Let's Be Honest, period.
What's a podcast?
Let me finish.
What the hell is the internet? She said, look at him. This is a quote from Kristen Cavallari. Compare old photos of him. It's not the same bleeping person. It's not. Don't cancel me, Hollywood.
I'm just being honest, Hollywood.
Hey. Just being honest.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying with Kristen Cavallari.
That'd be a good podcast name.
So she thinks it's not him because he looks different.
Did she post those photos? Like, does she have the photos?
She got like the breakdown.
Oh, good question. Probably not. She's just talking on a podcast.
I can't just Google it and know what images she's looking at.
Yeah, right.
The O.J. Simpson podcast. That'd be something right now if that came out.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, thank you, Joe. It's time now for our random baseball player of the day. Okay. They've been really easy recently. You guys have been getting them. Billy mainly has been getting them.
I like the easy ones better, frankly, yeah.
All right, this is a baseball pitcher, right-hander, who was with the Kansas City Royals for the majority of his career.
Okay.
Kevin Apia.
Oh, good guess.
Good one. Also played for the Red Sox. And he pitched
for Saberhagen.
Good one, no.
Tom Gordon.
Flash Gordon? No.
Yeah, darn.
1992 to 2002. He did not play in 1999. He was out with an injury.
Wait, you guys said Saberhagen?
They did.
Saberhagen off the board. Kevin Apia off the board.
Only 50 career wins. 50 career wins.
And you said primarily a starter?
Yes, primarily a starter. Has one career shutout. Got it in his rookie year, 1992, with the Royals.
Any other teams? Royals?
Royals.
Red Sox?
And Red Sox. Oh, in one game for Houston.
That's it?
One game for Houston in 2002.
So what only, was he is with the Red Sox?
2000 and 2001.
Okay. Who are some of the Mark Portugal? Who are some of the bums they had like in those years?
All right, so I'll help you out a little bit. So he was only really a reliever with the Red Sox.
Got it.
A starter early with the Royals, but then also used a lot out of the pen. So not like a he had was 281 games with the Royals, 67 starts.
Okay.
So a little bit of both. Let's see. Any other distinguishing items about him?
He pitched for the Red Sox.
6 foot
with
one.
A closer with the Red Sox. He or at least out of the bullpen with the Red Sox.
Bullpen with the Red Sox. 11 saves in 1997. So he wasn't really a closer. He was more like a middle relief guy. 10-year career. Let's see.
Righty, Bill.
Right-hander.
Bill was asking if he's a lefty.
$10.3 million
he made lips from there?
In his career.
I was tapping my left arm. I was doing the bullpen.
I read the body language there. Yeah.
What do we think? Let's see. Twitch chat. Mark Lane. Nope. None of those guys. Dennis Leonard. John Schreiber. Nope. You guys coming up?
No.
Coming up empty on this one?
What do you got? Initial us.
H.P.
H.P.?
Lovecraft.
Hewlett Packard.
H.P.? We're supposed to know this guy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Interesting.
If you don't know this guy, I don't know what to tell you.
Hunter Pence.
You guys weren't big baseball fans?
No, I guess not. We didn't watch the Red Sox from 97 to 2000.
We were looking for Hippolyto Pichardo.
Hippolyto
Pichardo.
Great name.
That's definition of random.
That is a real random baseball player. Pichardo. I would not have gotten that.
I really just wanted Billy to say the name.
Hippolyto Pichardo.
Thank you.
Isolate that.
That's it.
Nice. Cut that.
Hippolyto Pichardo.
Nice. Hippolyto Pichardo. Did anybody get that?
Somebody in the Twitch chat did. I don't know if they did right?
I'm not seeing the text line. Get it. Hang on. Arcan text the type? No, I didn't. No. I don't see that. No, okay. Good.
Hippolyto Pichardo. I just had to get one back.
That's a stumper.
Tomorrow will be easier.
Ooh, Paul Byrd was a good guess.
Paul Byrd had that funky windup.
Paul Byrd also pitched for like 8 billion teams.
Yeah, he was old school.
More than just those two.
Yeah, Paul Byrd.
Can we do one more in the grab bag, Keith? I got an addition to the grab bag, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Yes. Let me tee you up here.
Yeah, fire that up.
Let me just tee you up with a good one.
Grab bag.
It is time now for our waiver wire pickup of the week.
Let's go.
To you by Cars for Kids. Believe it or not, Keith. Believe it or not.
Lefty or righty.
How many years?
It's a Patriot.
Well, I think pop on the tape Douglas.
Austin Hooper.
He's a wide receiver.
Austin Hooper.
Pop on the tape Douglas.
Pop Douglas.
Pop him on your fantasy team is what I would say.
Drake May
made the offense functional. Go out, grab him. I would just about guarantee he's on your waiver wire unless you're in a league with all Patriots fans.
He's available.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids.
Bolsa de Mano.
Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. Cars with a K. Okay. It's grab bag. Each and every day at this time. Hippolyto Pichardo. I got to dig in more on that.
One of the goats.
We'll also dig in.
Kids love grab bag. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.